I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I paid a price.
September 26, 2007 edition of The American Awakening. Yes, I am your host, Michael Herzog. And according to John Stadtmiller, I am the baloney sandwiched between John Stadtmiller's show, Cashflow, and John Stadtmiller's show, The National Intel Report. For those of you who have not yet tuned in to Cashflow, John Stadtmiller comes on an hour before me. I'd suggest you do so. It's a really good show. Also, I want to put out a quick tip. If you have not already, please give Robbie Noel a call. Tell him I told you to give him a call at 800-691-7898, and whatever convertible cash you have, convert it over into gold or silver. Tip for the day, folks, and it's the tip every day. Upcoming guests, as you, most of you know, I've got John Hanke coming up, and I believe we're going to be talking about Heinrich Himmler today, if I remember correctly. But I wanted to give you a quick shout. Tomorrow's guest is going to be Bob Barefoot. We're going to be talking a little bit about health and the fact that we all need good health with these times that are arising. That's first hour. Second hour is going to be David Snyder. For those of you who recall, that's the city council member up in, I believe it's around St. Joe, Michigan, that got beat up by the police officer in a city right after a city council meeting. He was asked to leave. So that should be an interesting show. Look forward to having him on. And then Friday, I'm going to talk a little bit more. It's a News and Open Lines Day, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about, well, the UN speech by Ahmadinejad. But before I do that, I want you all, sometime between now and Friday, I want you to go into my website, www.theamericanawakening.org. I want you to click on Interesting Links. Then I want you to look over to the right, and it'll say a must watch. There's two video clips that I want you to watch before my Friday show. And one of them is about government lies. And it's going to give you a grim reminder of how we got into this mess over in the Middle East to begin with. And the second one, and as interesting, is Fox attacks Iran. So I want you to take a look at those to give you a good, clear picture of what I'm going to get into prior to my show Friday. Let's see, what else have I got going here? Oh, yeah, I got an email yesterday from a listener up in Canada, Dean in Canada. I want to thank you for this. After my show yesterday, and I thought it was a very prophetic statement, and I wanted to share this with you guys. Listen to this. Most propaganda is not designed to fool the critical thinker, but only to give moral cowards an excuse to not think at all. Think about that for a minute. As we go out on our journey to try to wake people up, the dumbed-down mind, numbed Americans, which at this juncture in our apparel is very, very important to do. As John Stadtmiller always says, we need more boots on the ground, and we need them now. But just remember that statement. Most propaganda is not designed to fool the critical thinker like us, but only to give moral cowards an excuse not to think at all. You might want to write that down. The next time somebody's eyes glaze over and they call you a tinfoil hat-wearing idiot, you might want to mention that to them. Maybe a light bulb will go off in their head. You think? I don't know. Got a good show today. Got John Hanke coming up. And we're going to talk, if I remember correctly, we left off last week. We were going to start talking about Heinrich Himmler, which was a high officer in the German army. So it'll be interesting to hear what John Hanke has to say about that. Stick with me. We'll be back in three, and I'll have John on the line, and we'll do a show. It's going to be a good one.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Michael Herzog, The American Waking, the baloney sandwiched in between John Stadtmiller's Cash Flow Show and John Stadtmiller's National Intel Report. I'm so happy to be the meat in the middle, huh? Okay, well, I'll tell you what, with no further ado, let's go to John Hankey. John, are you with me?
Hey, Michael.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, before we get into it, I think, according to my notes, I think we were going to be talking about Heinrich Himmler today. Is that correct?
That's on the list. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, before I get into that, I want to share something with you and the listeners. Now, I have access. I can go in, and I think I mentioned this to you off the air, John, that I can go in and access my website's stats, and I can see how many people hit it and from what part of the country. I had a neighbor come over yesterday, was all excited. He was talking to me about this new Zapruder film that came out that I didn't know anything about. And I mentioned you, and I said, well, you know, this guy's got a couple of videos out that I think you ought to buy. And he says, well, what are they? And I told him what they were. And I said, well, he says, well, how do I get – I said, here, let me just give you a quick peek. So I went into my website, John, and I clicked over on the link, you know, because I've got them up there for anybody to view. And guess what? They've been removed. And the reason
they're
I brought
gone
up the website,
off the web?
They're gone off my site. The access, the link that I had to them from YouTube has been removed. It's been taken down from Google Video. Okay. And the reason I brought up the website and the fact that I'm able to access is because there's somebody in Washington, D.C. who has an internet service provider that says they're from Idaho, but the map depicts them right in a specific building in Washington, D.C., that's been hitting my website every day, plus the Department of the Treasury, plus the Internal Revenue Service. So I want to give out a good shout, hello, and a wave for those people and say, hello, I'm glad you're listening to my show, and hopefully maybe you'll learn some things. Okay, so without any further ado, let's get started, John. I wanted to put that out there because now – I would suggest you go into whokilledjfk.com, or excuse me, bushkilledjfk.com, buy a couple of videos, burn some copies, and pass them out to your friends, because you're not going to be able to access it on my website, unfortunately. So there you go. All right, John, where do we start?
Well, I'm rather disturbed. I mean, I hope people can still get at it through Google, and it's probably, if you Google JFK2, the Bush connection, you will probably be able to turn up, because it's on a number of websites. Alex Jones has it, right? You can watch
it. Right. As a matter of fact, I should have mentioned, I went in there after I looked to see why it was gone. And, yes, Alex has it up there, and you can watch it through that. Okay. But on my website, at least temporarily until I reconfigure it, it's gone. Now, I'll be curious to find out, John, as if I when I reconfigure it, which I intend to do, and put it back up there again, if they're going to do it again, if they're playing. Yeah, mm-hmm. And I'll keep you posted on that. Yeah, all right.
Well, I need that sort of paranoia in my life. It's not like I don't live without it. Anyhow.
In all honesty, John, what I think these government officials that are assigned to do that, first of all, they're compartmentalized, but secondly, I'm certain that they enjoy their job of listening because it gives them the opportunity to listen to the propaganda from their higher ups, but also to listen to the other side and weigh the evidence for themselves. So,
I suppose. Anyway.
Well, I have to look at it that way or I'll be crawling under my bed, you know.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I wanted to try to warm things up a little bit. I wanted to make the observation that I think sometimes I talk too much. And as a teacher, you know, I taught for LA Unified for 20 years, and I taught in all of the most difficult schools, well, not all of them, but several of the listed most difficult schools in the country, and always had a lot of success with my students in terms of engaging them and getting them to enjoy the class and getting them to participate in the class. And I learned an enormous amount about life and the world in general from my students, and have many times been taken aback by their comments and their insights into things that I thought I knew about, their ability to watch a piece of video that I had seen 100 times and to point something out to me that I hadn't seen. And so I think you can get the feeling that that's an experience that I miss. I've been on a leave to do this work for the last year and a half, and I was hoping that I might try to deliver some of that to this radio show, that is, and hopefully with two results. One would be that your listeners would enjoy it as much as my students did, and the other that we might get some very useful participation, as we in fact have over the last several days. Anyhow, so that rather than drone on for 2 hours about Himmler and the rest of these issues, I wanted to take the approach a little bit more of a teacher and less of a lecturer. And when you're a teacher, if you ever have the good fortune or bad fortune to have that experience, one of the things that you'll discover is that you stand up and you lecture for 2 hours, and if nobody's listening, it doesn't make any difference at all what you said. The quality of the lesson doesn't make any difference if people aren't paying attention. That's one. And then you have the issue of, if they are paying attention, how much do they retain? And that's two. And thirdly is that, you know, with anybody, a particular piece of information is going to come and go, right? We're all human, and we have limited abilities in our ability to remember on the one hand. On the other hand, a skill is something that you can take with you. And, I mean, for example, riding a bicycle, right? And I think that that's a distinguishing feature, that is to say that riding a bicycle is a metaphor for learning in general, and that you might forget where you rode the bicycle to, and you might forget who you rode the bicycle with, but if you've learned the skill of riding the bicycle, that's something that you're going to hang on to. And so I wanted to try to focus a little bit more on the skills involved in the material that we've been looking at, and just a little bit less on the details, which are, you know, so complex and many. And so what's the skill involved in what we've been discussing? And I would suggest that the skill involved is learning to think and learning to pick apart the garbage that gets loaded onto your plate every day and to pick out the grains of truth from that mountain of manure that we're generally handed. And so another way of looking at it, perhaps, is the notion that this used to be a popular saying, if you give a man a fish, he eats for a day, and if you teach a man to fish, he can eat forever. And if you teach a man, if you tell somebody what to think or tell somebody, you know, share somebody with somebody your insights into what the world is and what's going on and so on, well, then, you know, you've enlightened them for a day. But if you can help teach them how to think and how to arrive at those same, how to do the same sort of analysis and so on, that it's a much, much greater accomplishment. And so,
go ahead. John, you're talking about critical thinking, and it brings up, you know, before you came on today, I read a very prophetic statement by it's Michael Rivero, who has whatreallyhappened.com. But listen to this and give me your take on this. Because, you know, we're on the mainstream news and mainstream radio, for that matter, we are just bombarded with propaganda, spin and lies and so forth. But listen to this. On the subject of critical thinking and how much you retain, most propaganda is not designed to fool the critical thinker, but only to give moral cowards an excuse not to think at all. What do you think of that?
I think that that's part of it. Right.
Okay.
I mean, I was discussing with somebody over the weekend the question of why John Kennedy Jr. was murdered. And, you know, Truott says he was murdered because he was going to do the story on the murder of his father. And this guy was calling to tell me that he didn't think that was the case. He thinks that he was killed because of the threat that he posed as a magazine editor who was willing to publish the truth. And I said, well, you know, his father was murdered for the mafia killed him for what he had done to the mafia, what his little brother Robert had done to the mafia. The CIA was desperately involved because of his failure to approve the Bay of Pigs invasion and what they considered that to be a betrayal. But I mean, it was a lie. The CIA people in the field had been told that Kennedy approved the invasion and then refused to provide air cover. And on the basis of that lie, many of the agents in the field detested Kennedy. Well, the truth is that Kennedy they proposed the Bay of Pigs invasion to him and he turned it down. But that's beside the point. The point is that Kennedy and then the bankers killed him for their reasons having to do with the Federal Reserve, and the military killed him because of his plans to not get us involved in Vietnam, and then on and on and on. So the point is that it's fairly complex, and I think that I think that the guys who put together the lies in the media, some of them are extremely talented and many of them are very sophisticated and studied psychology for many, many years and probably have PhDs up the wazoo. And that, in any case, as a teacher, I can tell you that when you address a human being, you're looking at multiple aspects of a person's intelligence. And you have to, if you're, you know, a serious teacher, you try to present it one way in order to address them at an emotional level. You present it another way in order to address them at, let's say, a practical level, a visual level, right? You want to also have a visual component to your presentation. You want to have a factual component to your presentation and a logical component and so on, right? And in all of these various ways, try to get the person engaged in the material that you're trying to present, whether it's the truth or a lie. And I think that it's a fact that there are some people out there who certainly have the resources to get their hands on the truth and probably have the accidental experience of being exposed to the truth. And for those people, we have to have the approach, if we're the liars, that, well, fine, then let's appeal to their cowardice. To those people, which is a reason to kill John Kennedy Jr., right, in order to appeal to their cowardice, to say, this is what will happen to you if you go after the truth. Another example, the people in the Symbionese Liberation Army, right, got burned alive on television as a message to the general population. This is what will happen to you if you try to take on the establishment. Anyway.
Guess what? It's a break.
Yes.
All right. First break. We're going to a break. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest John Hanke, and Critical Thinking Time with maybe a little bit of Heinrich Himmler thrown in. Be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Tell me now if you came sneaking up. We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you from sunny Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, John Hanke, a weekly guest. And for those of you who do not know, those new listeners, and I know I have quite a few of them, it's www.bushkilledjfk.com. That's John's website. Go in there and buy a video or two. All right. Back to you, John. Short segment. Go ahead.
Okay. Let me encourage people also, Michael, for next week's show to go to your website, because I hope to have posted some material having to do with whatever it is that we're going to cover. I have in mind that to cover the most important article that I think has probably ever been written on the drug trade. But
That'll be cool. As you know, and I'm sure you've probably been into my website. I post who my guests are and a lot of times what their subject content is. So if you provide that with me, then I can post it up there for the listening audience, and they can call their friends, neighbors, and relatives. Yes, go ahead.
And come to class prepared. I mean, that's
with a pen and pencil. And by the way, on that subject for just a minute, are you aware now when you went to school, John? And this is off topic a little bit, but when you went to school, they provided you with the necessities, the books and so forth to read, if you recall. Okay, and I'm finding now that you have to buy everything. You have to buy the kids' school books. You have to buy their pens, their pencils. You have to buy everything for these kids. And if they require a specific type of attire for a certain day, you have to go out and buy that. You're aware of that now, right?
Actually, I was brought up in this situation where you have to go out and buy everything. I went to a school that was rather underfunded in East L.A. And, yeah, no, you had to bring your own papers and pens and pencils and dress yourself and your own lunch and so on. Anyway, no, it went. I meant not only with a piece of paper and a pen, which is really a terrific idea, and I'd like to encourage people to call in at any time, right? If you have a question, I don't know that we need to go through with Michael's permission, to not go through the formality of saying open the phones. And Michael takes all the phone calls, I've noticed, anyway, so that it's a formality to say that. But you know, if something comes up and you want to talk about it, that in my career as a teacher, that's been my experience anyway, is that kids bring better questions to class than I do, so that taking questions from the class just at liberty, I find to be very, very, very useful.
Well, that's fine. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. All right, so go ahead.
So the question I would like you and your listeners to consider, and I don't want to put you on the spot, Michael, but if you're willing to, you feel free to take it up. We're all involved in this activity of truth-seeking, and that's why they're listening, and that's, you know, what you and I do 7 days a week, I think. So what's the most important aspect of that activity of truth-seeking, would you say?
Education.
Meaning what? So you go to school, or what do you mean by education?
Well, no. I'm talking about education, research. What I do is I go down the rabbit hole. And I'll do the research on something, and I'll look at a number of different issues, and I'll, you know, as you know, it kind of cordons off into other trails that you go down, and I kind of weigh the evidence. You can research it as much as you can, and then you evaluate an opinion based on the research and the credibility of the people that are writing the specific documents that you're researching.
Great answer, of course, but I mean, it's not like I'm asking a babe in the woods this question, but for example, isn't it really great to be able to get somebody on the inside, to get information? You know, you have somebody who's in the military giving you information about what's going on in the military. You have somebody who's in the CIA giving you information about 9/11, or somebody who's in the FBI giving you information about 9/11. What do you think about that?
I think that just adds to it. I mean, if you've got somebody on the inside that has specific knowledge, then yes, it just adds to the credibility.
On a scale of 1 to 10, where would you bring it in?
Where would I
bring
it in?
I don't mean to give you a hard time and to put you on the spot.
Okay, but saying where would I, on a scale of 1 to 10, where would I put the value or the credibility of information from somebody on the inside as opposed to a specific document that I read?
Yes.
I suppose that I would, well, first of all, you know, I evaluate different sources of documents based on the same topic. So I suppose I would probably, depending on the credibility of the individual, rate it a little bit higher.
Then,
is that a good answer? Is that a good answer, John?
Well, right? I don't know. The point that I wanted to make is that in general, and a lot of people get very excited about that, and in my lifetime I have gotten very excited, and in fact I've even gone out pursuing that thing and sat, you know, stewing and thinking, well, geez, if we could just get somebody from the inside to talk. And in my more recent experience, and I'll go into that in some detail right now, I found out, at the moment I'm of the feeling that is not anywhere near the top of my list about what it is that you want to do. Because so many of these people, and we saw when I was talking about John Kennedy Jr., that, Sherman Skolnick, and his name isn't coming to me. It doesn't matter.
Keep talking. I might come up with it. Go ahead.
One of the people, he's written a lot on JFK Jr., as a matter of fact, but and he, it's a web site that he runs, a web blog. Oh, my goodness. And
well, that's
both
all right.
Of those
we
guys
go to
got taken in. Both of those guys got taken in by so-called inside people in terms of a bomb being on Kennedy's plane. And,
Tom Flacco. Okay, we'll be back at 3. We can talk about it when we get back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. And I have a special surprise guest for you when we get back, too. We'll be back in 3. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, John Hankey. And since, John, you're the guy that opened up the phone lines, would you like to talk to your first caller before or after you make your point?
No, let's go.
Okay. Malcolm in Chicago. Malcolm, you're on with Michael. And
hello.
John.
Hello, how you guys doing?
Hey, Malcolm.
Nice to talk
good.
To you again. Yeah, listen, John, I know you like the Clintons, and I don't mean to upset you when I mention this to you. I just want to read something very short to you. It's July 22nd, 1999, New York Times. The Kennedy plane crash that killed John F. Kennedy Jr. has slowed the pace of Democrats who are campaigning or thinking about campaigning. Just last week, Hillary Rodham Clinton was crisscrossing New York State on her listening tour. This week, the week they're referring to, is when Kennedy plane was missing and they were looking for it. this week, she has shied away from public appearances in New York while she is all but running for the United States Senate. Isn't that interesting that she shied away from public appearance during that week, the same as George Bush did? And isn't it also interesting that both of those people shied away from public appearance, just as the agent that you criticize, his allegation was that Clinton and Bush had something to do with John Kennedy Jr.'s plot to kill him. And, I mean, I know you have your theory, and I respect your theory, but there's your theory, and then there's what happened. And the only thing that's going to determine it is the pieces that keep emerging from out of nowhere. And then we're going to put the pieces together, and then we'll find out what happened.
Okay, I'd like to say a couple of things. One is that I don't want to be characterized, no offense, taken as liking the Clintons. But although that's a topic I'd like to take up on another day, and actually next week is not a bad time to take it up, because it's very much my feelings about Clinton, male Clinton, are very, very strong, and they have to do with the drug trade. But I don't feel like I have any confidence that they're not tools. I just think that all of the evidence that has been presented, I got an email today about how somebody's written a book saying that Bush is advising Hillary Clinton, and I didn't find that credible. It might be true, but I didn't find the evidence that was presented in that particular article to be the least bit persuasive. There's a couple of observations I'd like to make. One is that not all politicians are completely crooked, apparently, and the Kennedy assassination is proof of that, right? John Kennedy was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. John Kennedy authorized things that went on in Vietnam. He and Robert Kennedy were both responsible for the strategic Hamlet strategy that they tried to implement, which was very, very, very abusive to the people of Vietnam and resulted in, at the very least, huge disruptions, but also in the deaths of many, many people. In any case, you know, you can come up with a good long laundry list of bad things that John Kennedy did, but apparently, as bad as he wasn't bad enough to not get shot for it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree with that.
I'm not sure that Clinton isn't a similar type of individual with plenty of bad things wrong with him. And in any case, I mean, please observe the fact that the president is only one man, and a careful study, my very, very careful study of the presidency, of John Kennedy Sr.'s presidency, has been very, very instructive in showing how little power the president really has when he's a member of an administration, and that's all that he is a member of an administration in which there are entrenched powers that be that serve somebody else, for example, the Rockefellers, and the, you know, the real directors of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is the Rockefellers and the DuPonts and the Harrimans and the Morgans. Anyhow, please observe then as well that if there were a race, and I don't know whether this is the place to jump off in that direction or not, I think that John Kerry, when John Kerry ran for president, And then I got to witness his response when he was questioned about his membership in Skull and Bones. And he gave word for word the exact same response that George Bush did, which is, I can't talk about it, it's a secret, which is, you know, to me, just a complete affront to democracy and to the notion.
Have you heard?
Hang on. You got to let me make the point. That I felt very, very unsatisfied that this was a guy that I could put my trust in, John Kerry, that is. And then when I saw the video of the student being tasered for asking him about those things, I thought that that was very, very, very powerful evidence. I mean,
yeah.
I thought it was very powerful evidence that Kerry is a fascist.
Yeah,
right? I mean, this was
too.
A forum. It was a forum to which students had been invited. This guy was a student. He was a member of the journalism class. He had absolutely every right to speak. And you could see one of Kerry's aides in the background giving the signal to cut the mic. And they cut this guy's mic, and then they attacked him.
And Kerry didn't do nothing about it.
No, that's not true. He tried to distract the audience from the guy being beaten and tasered. That's what he did.
Okay, yeah.
You're right. He wasn't even neutral about it.
In fact, what he should have done, John, had he been of character and being a higher official than those local police, should have stepped in and told them to back off.
Yeah, absolutely. And
yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break. I mean, you're just who you are. But suppose you're at a wedding and you got married, right? You're the bride, and somebody stands up. The best man picks up the microphone and is going to make a speech, or maybe the next guy picks it up and is going to make a speech. And this is your wedding, and the guy starts to say something, and somebody cuts off the mic, and you feel like, no, this guy should have had, he should have his right to say. So you would have direct. The first thing they did was cut off the mic. The first thing Kerry should have said is, "What the hell you think this guy's in? What the hell do you think this guy's? Do you think this is? What the hell do you guys think this is? Is this Nazi Germany where people, you know, you don't have the right to speak unless you say the right thing? No, I mean, one of the things that we celebrate in America is the right of people to disagree with us. One of the things that we celebrate on this program is the right of people who disagree to call in because we think that's a good thing. You don't learn from somebody who tells you what you already know. You don't learn from people who parrot to you the stuff that just came out of your mouth. If you want to learn anything, you have to have an engagement. You have to engage somebody who thinks differently from you in order at least to develop the clarity and solidity of your own thinking. So, I mean, that should have been the knee-jerk response of anybody who claims to support democracy, much less an elected senator, should have been, why are you guys cutting his mic? Why are you putting your hands on him? I mean, long before it turned into the thing that it did, he should have been jumping on this guy's right to say the things that he said. So I think that if I was unsure before, I'm now very, very clear, in my heart and gut at least, that John Kerry is an operative. But having said that, if Kerry is an operative, and I very, very firmly believe that he is, I think I said last week that I think that Michael Moore is. I think that Michael Moore made a movie on 9/11 in order to get people to blame the Saudis instead of the Bushes, and that he then, his next movie on health care that should have been entitled 9/11 is a Dead Issue, I think that that was the point of that movie. I understand I haven't seen it. I don't have the stomach for it, but I understand it's a brilliantly made movie to distract people from 9/11. If there's those kinds of operatives out there, you have to be very, 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 very careful about what you believe. And I think that you have to also recognize that if there are people out there like Kennedy, God, I don't, if the people in your audience don't watch The Daily Show and The Colbert Report, you need to start watching The Daily Show and The Colbert Report. They had the president of Bolivia on, and that guy made John Kennedy look like a panty waist. This guy, this was a man, right? I mean, this was a bold and brave, just, and he's an Indio, right? He's an Indian. He's a Native American, and he's the president of Bolivia. Anyway, if that sort of an individual were to run for president, Ron Paul, for example, if that sort of an individual, I mean, I don't agree with everything Ron Paul says, but you got to give the guy credit for having guts.
Let me interject something here.
Let me wrap it up quick. When that sort of an individual comes on the scene, he's going
to
get bombarded with crap. He's going to have the agents like Michael Moore and the agents like John Kerry and the agents who are much less well-known and throughout the system are going to start releasing lies about this guy and crap about this guy and try to persuade the population at large that he's just like everybody else. I apologize, Michael. Go ahead, please. Michael?
I was just going to say that just like you with John Kerry, I felt that way some years about Bill Clinton. I couldn't believe what people told me. I heard Bill Clinton was in the Skulls and Bones, but that isn't what turned me. I was listening to Michael Herzog's radio show, and he was talking about the Clintons and they're going into the Clinton trilogy or something. And the Chronicles, and I've seen all the documentaries. I've seen Mina. I've seen everything. And right then and there, I was convinced. There's no way with all that going on, those people dying and the drugs, all that action that was going on in that state, and this man was in charge. There's no way you're going to tell me he didn't know anything about it, that he was a completely innocent. There's no way you're going to convince me of that.
Let's take it up next week, yeah?
Okay.
I'm for that. And by the way, Malcolm, I want you, yeah. I want to thank you for the call. I want you to thank. I want to thank you for the interjections, and I want to make it clear that John Hankey and I do not agree. And John knows this because we've spoken off the air. We do not agree on every facet, and but that's okay.
It's because, good.
Yeah, right. I mean, it gives you know, it gives intelligent minds a chance to exchange ideas. Now, and speaking of intelligent minds, John. What specifically is it about Ron Paul or that you disagree with?
Oh, I don't want to go there this week.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll schedule that for another week.
I mean, that's such a can of worms. And we haven't just even got started. And you bring it up next week, and maybe for the week after that, we can take that one up. But
well, let me write it down and put a star next to it. Go
sure.
ahead.
But I wanted to talk about this whole issue of what you can believe and what you can't believe, what you can have confidence in. And then, right, I mean, we're supposed to be addressing the question of what about inside scoops? And one of my favorite inside scoopers is a guy named Seymour Hersh, and I don't know if people are familiar with him. But he writes for the
name? Yes.
He writes for the New Yorker magazine. And he broke the story about My Lai, right, about how the U.S. Army had gone into a little village of in Vietnam, and there was nobody there but old men and women and children, and they killed everybody. Mm-hmm. He broke the story about Abu Ghraib, and I think I was in high school probably when he broke the story about My Lai, and I did not read his writing on that, although I'm familiar with the story. I read what he wrote about Abu Ghraib, and it's just, you know, really, really powerful stuff. And he had people's confidence to where they sent him soldiers. The mother of one soldier sent him a photo disc with the pictures from Abu Ghraib. And that's how he got into it, and he broke that story. However, you have to observe the fact that all of his information, and he then went in and interviewed a whole bunch of other people, and all of his information is coming from inside sources, and he regularly and routinely quotes high-ranking members of the military. And, you know, you kind of wonder, how does this guy get access to these people, and why is it that they trust him? And I wonder that as I'm reading the story, but when you read it, it seems like it's such an anti-administration story. How could this guy possibly be legitimate? But then, I was reading Brothers, the book I mentioned before recently. It's come out in the last 6 months by David Talbot, and it's about John Kennedy and his relationship with his little brother, Robert Kennedy. And in that book, they mention that Seymour Hersh is one of the main people who went down to New Orleans and tried and more or less succeeded in destroying the credibility of Jim Garrison in the eyes of the country. And I thought that was really extraordinary, because as much as I have studied and read about Jim Garrison, I don't see the work that Hersh did. And you know what? I probably read that article, because I got my hands on the old New Yorker article that trashed Jim Garrison, and I didn't bother. At that time I read it, I didn't know who Seymour Hersh was. You know, if you wrote an article destroying Jim Garrison, I'm afraid that I think that you're an operative, because I don't think that you can go to that story with clean hands and a clean mind and come away thinking that Garrison is a villain. Right? You can quibble, you can question his tactics, and you can even question his strategy, but you can't question his intention, which was merely to bring the truth of the Kennedy assassination to light. But this is what this guy did. And when I look at him now, I think, and what is he saying about 9/11? Right? There are all of these people. The New Yorker magazine is written for intellectuals. It's written for college professors and the like. And he, I think, is telling those people 9/11 is not an issue. Right, these are people whose trust and regard he has earned by his stories on My Lai and his stories on Abu Ghraib. And having earned that trust, he now betrays them by pretending that 9/11 is not any sort of an issue. And I'm not saying that because I think that Seymour Hersh is an operative. I think that he does what he does in order to achieve a particular end. He tells the truth in order to win people's confidence so that he can then betray them. Right? He tells them important truths that they, mm-hmm. you know, need to know and couldn't get anywhere else, and he gets them from the inside, and he's given them from the inside so that he can win their confidence, so that he can then betray them on much more important issues, and that the payoff in this one is 9/11.
All right. Well, listen, since you opened up the phone lines, we got to go to Mike in New York.
No problem.
All right, Mike in New York, you're on with Michael and John. Go ahead.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. Hi, John.
Hey.
Well, I just want to follow up on the Clinton connection. You know, we've had a Bush, then a Clinton, then a Bush, and then maybe another Clinton. I mean, clearly these guys are opposite sides of the
same. A tag team match. Go ahead. I'm sorry. A tag team match.
Yeah, opposite sides of the same coin. And when Clintons were president, they had already Homeland Security, but they couldn't justify to us why we needed it. So their counterparts come in, they create the conditions to say, well, we need it now. And so these guys are clearly all just pawns of the Rockefellers, but I also want to mention that Clinton himself is a bloodline of the Rockefeller, and the evidence can be substantiated by the facts that, first of all, you got a hick from Arkansas, becomes the youngest governor in the history of the country at 33. Now, how did that come about? Well, when he became president, he was interviewed, one of the questions was, what made you want to get into politics? So we get the old BS spiel, but he reveals how he met JFK and shook his hand, and at that moment, he knew politics was for him. So right then and there, anybody would half a brain, which that interviewer obviously didn't have, they would have followed up with, how the heck did you, a hick, mind you, didn't know who your dad was, supposedly, your mom's a drunk, how the heck did you meet JFK, let alone shake his hand? Well, lo and behold, down the road, guys, I come across a photograph with him shaking JFK's hand, and guess who's got his arm around Billy Boy? David Rockefeller. So Rockefeller took him at a young age, because it was one of his kids, one of his bastard kids, and started prepping him just like the Rothschilds.
Okay, hold on. We got to go to a break, Michael. I'll hold you over. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening with my guest, John Hanks. Be right back. Got more.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from sunny Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest John Hankey. And we've got Michael on the line. Short segment coming up at the top of the hour. So continue your thought, Michael.
Well, thank you, Michael. So here you have Clinton, besides becoming the youngest governor ever of a state. And now how does that happen if you're just a hick with a mom as a drunk? I mean, you've got major backing, major backing. And then let alone meet JFK, and then sure enough, lo and behold, see a photograph with David Rockefeller's arm around Bill when Bill, young Billy Boy, shaking JFK's hand. So you know, right there, there's a Rockefeller connection for sure. And the Clintons, make no mistake about it, are hardcore commies. They benefited just as much with the death of JFK Jr. because Hillary Rotten Clinton would have never had a chance becoming senator of New York State if JFK Jr. ran for that post. And so they got black hearts, make no mistake about it. They're just as evil as the Bushes. Otherwise, they would not be where they are right now.
Great show today. Got a comment, John?
Well, yeah, a number of comments. One is, please call back next week and let's take this up in much more detail. I mean all of that, and I don't mean that to blow you off and say let's not talk about it right now. The only point that I want to try to make today is that I'd like you to consider the fact that if there was a young senator from Massachusetts today, and his name was John Kennedy, and if he was running for office, this was a guy who was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is chaired by the Rockefellers, right? Owned and operated and directed by the Rockefellers. So you could make the same argument against him as being a tool of the Rockefellers. Absolutely. And again, you know, the same situation, anybody who has any success in political office, Barack Obama is, you know, just a good example, right? Everything that you said about Bill Clinton, you can say about Barack Obama, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't, right? You have to look at Barack Obama and say, how the hell did this guy rise from nothing to where he is? Clearly, he has major backing of people with lots of wealth and power, and therefore, I don't trust him. And I think that's a very, very good observation. And whether you apply it to Clinton or whether you apply it to Obama, I think that it's a very good observation. This is a guy who rose. He couldn't possibly have done it without major backing, and that makes me very, very, very suspicious. Although, please, like I said, and I'm going to say it again, notice that you can make the same arguments against John Kennedy. Now,
I agree 100% with that. JFK, okay. Of course, he had to have their appeal, otherwise he wouldn't have gotten that far. But clearly, something happened down the road where they no longer were happy with him, and they had to rub him out. And no question, today in politics, when you rise up there to those levels, you're in with the Rockefellers, otherwise it just isn't going to happen. That's a fact.
I'm inclined to agree, but, I mean, what does that mean? Does that mean that the Rockefellers don't care whether Gore wins or whether Bush wins? Does that mean they don't care whether Clinton wins or whether Bush wins?
Sure.
Does that mean it doesn't matter whether Gore wins or whether Bush wins?
That's right. It's all in act. It's just a show for the public. When the curtain's up, it's a big drama. When the curtain's down, John, they're partying and sleeping with each other.
Okay. Well, let's take it up next week. Can we say that?
Sure, absolutely. Hopefully I'll catch that show, guys. But always a great show, Michael. Thanks for taking the call, and you guys have a great afternoon.
Hey, thanks for the input, Michael. Appreciate it. Well, guess what, John? We're going to the top. We already burned off an hour and haven't said too much. We didn't even get into our
subject. Oh, we said plenty. Come on.
Well, I know. I'm just talking about where we've been off topic and all around the board here. All right. Anyway, Michael Herzog, the American Awakening first hour is burned away. We'll be back with the second hour in 2 minutes. Stick with me. My guest is John Hankey. Got a lot more to say, a lot more critical thinking, too. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Stick with us.
And I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not.
with research.